The big release in Australian cinemas this week is Captain Marvel, a stylish, thoughtful and funny superhero movie, an origin story that's less about learning to master new powers, as most origin stories are, and more about learning to accept already being powerful. This is a film about a young woman who shoots thunderbolts from her fists. She can pilot any spacecraft or fighter jet and actually fly unaided herself. And yet she's second-guessing herself and haunted by nightmares. Well, growing up on planet Earth in the 80s will do that to you.
So you're not from around here?
It's hard to explain. I keep having these memories. I see flashes. I think I had a life here. But I can't tell if it's real. I'm not what you think I am.
The roots of Captain Marvel extend back to the late 60s, just as second wave feminism was gaining momentum. Her big screen debut in 2019 is framed as a story of empowerment aimed squarely at, though not exclusively for, young women and girls. There is no gawking down the lens at her curves. There's barely a trace of sexual tension and no innuendo. Co-directors Anna Boden and Ryan Fleck are former indie filmmakers. You might remember how they cast Ryan Gosling as a drug-addicted schoolteacher way back in their 2006 first feature, Half Nelson. Not to oversell it, but their Captain Marvel is a good film with solid bones and excellent casting. Brie Larson is a zesty mix of insolence and introspection, a member of a crack team of intergalactic enforcers when we first meet her, who ends up on the trail of some missing top secret technology in the mid-90s in Los Angeles, where she was once a person living here amongst us. And she ends up reconnecting with the vague memory of the person she once was. Getting in the way of her are some vicious shape-shifting aliens. Their leader is played by Ben Mendelsohn, a scene stealer in this movie, who becomes the source of some of the film's increasingly droll humour. Captain Marvel turns into a bit of a chameleon herself, ditching her body armour for more 90s clothes, flannelette and a 9-inch nails t-shirt, no less. It takes the rest of the film for her to put the pieces of her past together, crossing paths with an old mentor, Annette Bening, and an old friend, Lashana Lynch. Along the way, she's aided by her boss, who's played by Jude Law, and partnered with a local grunt investigator played by Samuel L. Jackson, a man named Fury, who Marvel fans already know has an extraordinary future ahead of him. In 2 hours, the film weaves personal intrigue with some bruising, if sometimes confusing, action sequences and the odd fist pump of righteous triumph. In a key moment, Captain Marvel's shadow will fall across the face of one of her worst enemies as he literally cowers in the sand at her feet. And she will have embraced her power and understand also how terrible that power can be. No Doubt's hit Just a Girl plays on the soundtrack, and she realizes she has some innocent blood on her hands by the end of the film. Well, the idea that good people sometimes do terrible things is, of course, grist for the dramatic mill in the Marvel Universe. And what I like about Captain Marvel is that Larson's superhero is set to become just as morally complex as her more well-known, mostly male peers. I look forward to seeing her teaming up with Scarlett Johansson's much less well-written superhero Black Widow in future films. Captain Marvel is out now.